This episode sponsored by Marathon Sports. Runners know the feeling. That moment when the shoe disappears, your stride feels smooth, your breathing settles in, and the run just clicks. That's what Marathon Sports has been helping runners find for over 50 years. At Marathon Sports, their expert team uses the right fit process to match you with shoes and gear built for the way your body actually moves. No guesswork, no generic recommendations. Just real guidance from people who live and breathe running. Whether you're training for your next marathon, getting back into running, or chasing a better everyday run, Marathon Sports helps you find what works for you. Visit marathonsports.com or stop into a Marathon Sports store today and experience the difference the right fit can make.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I need a hot coffee chug. I can't. Hot coffee chug!
Yay! It's been a minute since we had one. What's wrong, Graham?
Because I just went to go get a coffee so I could join in on the hot coffee chug, and our security guard was there waiting to get his coffee, and he was standing there. I was like, you know your coffee's not being dispensed right now. Our machine gives an error code sometimes, and he was just standing there, and then, you know, and now time's up because that song's not very long.
Wow.
And I didn't get a coffee. Long story short, my cup is empty. Empty coffee chug!
Yeah. Oh,
doesn't hit the
dang
same.
It. All right, we're the JV Show. Happy hump day!
Hey,
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
This is Minnie from San Jose. Hope you guys have a wonderful Wednesday.
Minnie, what is up?
What
we
is
hope
that?
You have the
Good
best
morning.
Day ever.
Thank you.
Don't forget, today is a Wild Wednesday. Kicking that off at 6:30 for you. Tickets for Gracie Abrams. And that's every hour. Your chance to win. Tickets to check her out at the Oakland Arena December 7th. Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Yeah. Graham, you probably noticed this as well because you take the Bay Bridge every morning. Why the heck are the lights on the tunnel right there still purple?
I don't know. I thought we lit a fire under them when we pointed out to them that
that's
it was mid-April and they had the Christmas colors still up. And then they switched them to purple for the Valkyries and everyone, and you know, to kick off the season for the Valkyries. We were excited about the season start. And that was super cool. People were posting it like, love to see it. Love to see it. Well, now they've been purple for, I don't know, the last 3.5 weeks.
Right.
And it's like, it's getting a little old.
And I just want to point out, like, missed opportunity. We're now in Pride Month. Why not have it lit up in, like, rainbow colors? Which they did for, like, one day back in January randomly. So I know you can do it.
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing that?
Maybe. Because nobody, they're asleep at the controls. They forgot that it was Christmas lights still up for 4 months. And they have forgotten now that somebody switched the thing to the Valkyries colors. I don't know who's running this thing. Because I called them. Remember, I talked to one of their representatives, and they had no idea that the lights were even on.
I think they're just still supporting the Valkyries because they won yesterday.
Okay, but what about all the other days?
What about the other day when they got
like that makes sense? That, yeah, the day after they win or something.
Yeah.
They won last week, you know, a couple of times too.
How about that time when they didn't have a game for a 10-day stretch? What about
in
that time? Because the WNBA scheduling's a little
fluky.
But
that color is so nice. I don't blame them for wanting to keep that one, but I do agree that it missed opportunity.
Right? Wouldn't
with
that
Pride
have been
month.
Cool if they would have changed it for Pride Month?
It needs to. If it is something where you're going to be updating the colors based on current events or a team starting their season or whatever, you need to continually update it. Otherwise, it looks like someone's asleep at the controls.
Yeah, we need,
which
to, call,
they
we need
are.
To call your boy back.
I'm going to have to call that guy
office.
Again. He's going to be annoyed.
Wait, Graham, is your daughter okay? Quinn?
She's doing much, much better. Yesterday was a yak fest, you guys.
Ew.
Oh, no.
A lot of barfing in the morning yesterday. I hear the rotavirus is going around in the Bay Area at very high levels right now. That's according to wastewater samples. I'm assuming that's what she had. Little stomach bugs make you, it can cause you to have a variety of symptoms that way. Or my daughter's case.
But it's not the Hanta or the Hanta.
I don't think she's had any exposure to any mouse or rat infected mouse or rat droppings.
What about the people? But it can be spread through somebody
else.
She
wasn't on that cruise ship.
Yeah, but maybe somebody who was at Bottle Rock. You go to Bottle Rock, then you got it and passed it.
But
maybe yours is laying dormant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It does have a long incubation period.
Yeah, it's incubating.
42 days or something. Mine could still be cooking. And hers came out. No, apparently a lot of the kids at her school had the roto or whatever is going around. So everybody wash your hands. That's the key to beating that one.
And she missed silly hair day yesterday.
And it was wacky hair day yesterday.
No.
She had so many big plans for the wacky hair
that
design.
That like crushes me because there's nothing like that end of the year spirit week. Yeah. The kids are so excited for it.
Yeah, this is the final week of school for them. I know. Are your kids the same, Selena? Yeah. Last week of school this week. Yeah, I'm hoping she is feeling a lot better and can make it to one of the final days. But, yeah, she seemed to be doing a lot better last night. But I just felt bad for my wife. She's trying to get the kids out the door for school in the morning. And then, you know.
Yuck.
Then the yakking begins. And it's like, what do you even do?
Get a bucket. What's today's spirit day?
That's a good question. I don't know. I should probably check.
You gotta ask the wife.
I should probably check the app. Oh, I didn't download it yet.
Wow,
Graham. Oh, my God.
So it's next year.
You're not going to do it next year.
You're not.
No, next year I will. But okay. You can't start
We've
now.
We've already made predictions for next year. And we know you're
like,
not
why
going.
Would I do it? You know, there was like a month left in school.
And yeah, it makes no point
it's
now.
It's too late. Start
but
fresh.
We'll check back in August.
I'll be there for next year. Parent Square.
See. Yeah.
I'll download it.
All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, it's our Cool or Not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So governor primary results are still rolling in right now. We are only at 57.5% like counted. We're still going through all of them. Still too early to call. But here are the top two candidates with the most votes so far. Democrat Javier Becerra is in second with 25% of the votes. And Republican Steve Hilton in first with 27.8% of the votes.
Becerra's story, I mean, he came out of nowhere. He was pulling pretty low as of like several months ago. There were people pulling much higher. And he's just like, whoop. Just
and now
like,
it's such a close race.
Here I am. Yeah, remember the top two candidates are going to be the ones that are on the ballot come November. This is not the person that gets elected to governor. Hopefully everybody got out and cast their ballot yesterday. All right, San Francisco Giants are in the midst of a four-game series in Milwaukee taking on the Brewers. And oh no, it is not going well. Game one on Monday, they got completely pounded 16-2. Last night, they got bent over again in an 8-3 loss. Game three is today. The Giants desperately need to win. They have just 3 wins in their last 10 games. They're currently sitting in dead last in the NL West, 16 games back of the Dodgers in first. Woof. Yikes.
Go Mets.
Yeah, I can't even muster up. Go Mets.
Some morning fog for this Wednesday. That's going to clear very, very soon. Prepare yourself for a hot day. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s with a few cities possibly even reaching 90 degrees. Summer weather, you guys. It's here.
Yes.
Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey,
your day today is going to be a 6.
Oh.
Your life currently feels like dinner guests are arriving in 20 minutes and somehow every burner is occupied yet nothing is actually done. Your Capricorn energy wants everything plated perfectly, but the universe is testing whether you can embrace controlled chaos. Take a breath, delegate, and remember that nobody else will notice the little things that are stressing you out.
How does the universe know everything?
Seriously.
That was spot on.
Thank you. I wrote it. Oh, sorry, Matt. The universe.
Graham, the universe.
The
room.
Stars.
Yeah, the stars.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Because it's astrology.
On the JV Show, our cool or not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You know, every hump day.
Hump day.
Cool or not list, we throw some things out and we discuss. Is that cool or not? Jess, do you want to start it?
Please, because I really need your guys' input on something. Cool or not, wearing another team's jersey to a World Cup game or another team's merch. Like a team that isn't playing the match that
so
you're going
another
to.
Soccer team.
Yeah, because I'm going to go to a game and I've been trying to, you know, get ahead and look for an outfit and I have no clue what to wear because
I kind of feel like this is a little more acceptable.
Okay.
Than doing it like at the Super Bowl,
because I do remember that conversation. When we were talking
and
about the Super Bowl, and you guys both
said not cool.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this on numerous occasions for the Super Bowl, but also anytime, you know, I go to a Giants game, you go to a baseball game, look around, you're going to find somebody wearing a baseball jersey of a team that is not playing the Giants.
Yes.
And they're not wearing a Giants jersey either. And you're like, wait, what? Why are you wearing a Cincinnati Reds jersey?
Yeah,
like,
I don't get it.
They're playing the Padres.
But do you agree, Graham, that it's a little more acceptable at the World Cup for some reason?
In my mind... In my mind, particularly probably from a U.S. fan standpoint, where we're not as in tune to, like, I spot a St. Louis Cardinals jersey, or if you're at a Niner, if it's a, you know, a Niner Ram game and you're wearing a Philadelphia Eagles jersey, like, you stick out like a sore thumb to me, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? But the soccer jerseys, and we're not as good at identifying, there's so many different soccer clubs in all the different leagues, like... We're just not as good at recognizing them. To me, they don't stick out, you know? I'm not like, oh, That guy's wearing a Premier League jersey.
From
whatever team. I can't even name a team. You don't even know. I don't know. So maybe I think you're in that sort of gray area where it's like, I think it's acceptable.
Why? What, do you have an idea of what you are wearing? And are you even going?
Yeah, I'm
going for sure.
Going for sure on, I want to say it's the 13th.
Did you get tickets already?
Yeah.
How much?
They were like 200 something. So we were able to find some,
it's
like,
not bad at all.
On the lower end. I hope we're sitting together. I think we are, but
you and your fiance might not be sitting together.
This isn't like you're boarding a flight.
I know.
Did you get the middle seat in the aisle? Like when
you didn't
buy
seats together?
When you buy tickets, you know where.
You know when you're buying tickets and you have that little bit of anxiety that somebody else is going to take them before you do? So when we were getting the tickets, I was just kind of going through the motions and I was like, okay, we got to lock these down because these two are available and they're in a good section and they're for this price. Like, let me get them. But the way that I was looking at the map was a little strange, but it is 12 and 13. So I'm pretty sure we are. It just, I still have that little bit of anxiety about it, but
that's why it was such a good deal. There were single seats.
I know.
Just like by itself.
Different sections. Imagine. Seat 12.
No.
And seat 13. But totally different sections.
I'm really excited to go, but.
So who's playing the game that you're going to?
Qatar and Switzerland.
And you don't own a Qatar jersey?
No.
Or a Switzerland jersey?
What?
No.
That's big.
I don't have any of that. So I'm kind of like, because for me, I'm like, I just want to look cute. I'm not even going to wear a full-on, like, legit jersey. I just want something soccer-related, but, like, something that looks cute.
Oh, so just dress up like a soccer ball.
That'd be cute.
No.
Yeah.
No, not that. So I might wear something that's, like, Mexico or anything cute that I find. Mm-hmm. But I
Why not America?
Because I want to represent Mexico.
Okay. Yeah. Just a question.
Yeah.
Just
a question. Legitimate question.
Yeah, and I found some online. I found some cute, like, Mexico stuff. So I might wear that, or I might just wear anything that has a little soccer ball on it or something.
Well, I think
there you go.
Cool.
Dress up like a soccer ball. Yeah, I guess, see, in the World Cup, since, you know, it's a gathering of all, you know, nations around the entire world.
Yeah, so I think it's okay.
That you can rep a different country's team. Like, I think that's acceptable because, like, you know, when we get to the Super Bowl, it's two teams playing there. It's not like everybody, you know.
Everyone's going to have a chance
to
play
in
this.
From all over, yeah, might advance and play.
That's what I think. I think cool. I think you're safe.
I think you're safe, too.
Thank you, guys.
But when in doubt, dress like a giant soccer ball.
Yeah, please.
I had a buddy that did that. He made a hat, a custom hat. He cut a soccer ball open and then stuck it on top of his head. And at the one of the previous World Cups, ESPN showed him.
He had
the American flag wrapped around like a cape and a soccer ball on his head. And I was like, that's Tony! I saw one of my best friends.
Jess, you're a DIYer.
Yeah, you
should do it. I am a DIYer. That sounds...
Turn your head into a soccer ball. Do it. He did it, and he got on ESPN.
It doesn't sound like girly pop vibes that I'm going for.
Soccer ball.
Ah, okay, now we're talking.
You want to be on SportsCenter.
Think about
Center.
It.
Come
Think
on.
About it.
Okay. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to one of the keys to a long-lasting marriage, we were just talking to Jess, who is going to one of the World Cup matches
games
here,
mm-hmm,
in the Bay, and you were asking about what you should wear. Like, is it cringe if you wear
another
thing related to a team that's not actually in that match?
Good morning, JV Show. It's Mike Dean from Hayward. Hey, Raiders fans wear it anywhere. Baseball games, soccer games. Don't be surprised if you see a Raiders jersey at the World Cup.
Wait.
No. It probably will. Cool or not on that.
I'm going to go not cool.
At least wear the same sport.
That's my rule. That's the minimum. Bare minimum, yeah. Sports have to be magic.
Or just like wear a t-shirt, you know? You can just wear a regular old shirt.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Rebecca from Concord. Just wanted to mention to Jess that Ross actually has some soccer shirts going on in the women's section. They have a Snoopy one. So if that's the kind of cute you're going for, heads up. They have some there. Have a good day.
Okay, cool or not, a Snoopy jersey?
So I went
Which team does Snoopy play for?
I think it's just a cute. It's cutesy vibes.
Got it.
But I did go to my Ross and San Mateo already, and everybody must have already gone through that one because there wasn't a lot. All they had was, I think, mostly like Brazil, Portugal, which...
So you would have been down to wear a Snoopy soccer shirt?
Depending on how it looks, but if it's cute, Why not?
Why'd she hit the buzzer there?
It would just be a no for me. That's it.
Got it.
That is my personal preference.
Yeah.
But to each their own.
Yeah,
obviously.
But I'm
going to
hit up a bunch of stores. So.
All right.
Wish me luck.
All right. So a woman says this is how you make your marriage last.
Yep. She says the key to a long-lasting marriage is driving to events separately.
Huh?
So she says anytime her and her husband are going to a chill event, not like a formal event, like a wedding or anything crazy, but like a chill event, like a family gathering or a friends get together. She says usually she gets ready and she leaves at whatever time she wants. Her husband leaves at whatever time he's ready. And then she doesn't feel rushed. They go to the event. And then once it's time to leave, which she usually doesn't like to stay out long, she can just go home instead of having to wait for him until he's ready because he is a social butterfly.
Interesting.
And she says this has actually helped their marriage so much because they're not having those arguments or she's not getting upset at like, oh my God, why are we still here at this party? Like, I'm a homebody. I want to be home, you know, at 8. My bedtime's at 9 and he wants to stay out till midnight and now I'm having to wait for him at a party and I'm miserable. So she says this has really helped their marriage. I want to know what you guys think about this.
I couldn't do it.
Me neither. I'm out.
Yeah.
I need him to drive me. Drive me around.
I need Kate to drive me. Well, that's, I mean, part of the, you know, when you're a couple and look, not everybody drinks, but both my wife and I drink. And then there's those, you go to the event and it's like, well, I drove last time, so you can drive this time. And, you know, we take turns.
I want to be driven there.
Being the designated driver.
I want to be driven there so I can drink there and then sleep on the way back.
Oh, so you always get to be, you don't ever have to be the designated driver?
No, he usually drives.
Wow. Yeah. Lucky you.
He's just a better driver anyway. I tell him, I just feel safer when you're driving. So like if the option is there for me to not drive, like I would just rather not.
Yeah. My wife's a phenomenal driver and so am I. But also like sometimes like she wants to whoop it up, have some fun. And I'm like, you know, like, oh, this is your friend's event. Like, go for it. Have a few extra glasses of champagne or whatever it is, you know, I'll drive.
And how do you guys feel about the whole like leaving the event or party situation? Because she feels like you were talking about the woman who we were just talking about. She likes to leave early. Her husband likes to stay late. And so by having her own car there, she can leave whenever she wants. Me and my husband, we're kind of the same thing. He likes to like leave quickly. I want to like stay and mingle if I'm having fun. But we just have kind of learned to compromise. Like if he wants to go home, like, all right, just give me like 20 more minutes and we can just leave early. You know, I'm not going to stay there without him.
I also feel like with Uber and Lyft and everything, you want to leave the thing early, you know?
Yeah, there's other options.
Grab a car, you know, like that is easy enough. Or you drive home and I'm going to stay out a little later and I'll take a Lyft back.
Right,
you know?
But even that kind of feels weird. It's like if I go somewhere with my husband, I expect to like leave there with him.
Yes, but sometimes it is kind of nice. I guess it's kind of nicer when you're out with friends to know that you have a car there. Like if you're, let's say your husband isn't even there, right? But you're out with your friends. It's kind of nice when you can just be like, okay, well, I'm leaving if they're going to continue the night. But I think it's kind of different when it's your partner. Like for me, I'm always, or most of the time, I'm rushing when I'm getting ready. So I'm already frustrated. And if
that's me every time and he hates it.
Right. And then you add the frustration of having to drive. That sends me over the edge. So I feel like I have to have the frustration of getting ready, but then I know that I have a little bit of extra time because he's going to drive, so I can finish getting ready in the car. And that helps both of us out.
See, that's what I thought the takeaway was going to be, that the key to the long-lasting marriage, it was for the getting ready part, the getting out the door part, how we get home part, and if we took a separate car, that doesn't, very little effect on my marriage. It's the getting out the door part.
Yeah, that's where most of the arguments and all the stress comes from.
That is, you're at a stress level. We have to be at this event. We have to be there. You know, the wedding starts at this time. We have to be there. And I'm sitting in the car. I got the kids buckled in the back seat, and we're just sitting there in the garage. Where's Kate? She just went back inside to get one thing. And, you know, 10 minutes go
but
by.
But you know what it is?
What, like, what are you doing in there?
But you know what it is? Because my husband, he's always waiting on me, too. But it's because all you had to do, husband, was
get up,
shower,
put your clothes on, and you're done. Meanwhile, I'm getting two kids ready,
bathed, because we're beautiful.
Do their hair, making sure they're fed, have the snacks packed, getting myself ready,
makeup,
hair, my outfits, making sure my things are together, making sure my other daughter is out of bed and she is ready, and then I'm yelling at her because she takes forever, and the whole time you're just sitting there.
Don't vent to me about your division of labor. That's not how it works. That's not how it works in my house. It's the fact that you ladies take 10x the amount of time to get ready that it takes me to get ready. And you know also, but I know what time we have to leave by.
Yeah.
So I'm ready by that time. I've helped get the kids ready. They're ready. They're buckled in. We're all ready at the departure time.
We just funny how this is this is like a major source of stress for every single couple.
But that's the thing. How we get home at the end of the night, none of that matters. There's a plethora of options. It's the getting out the door.
Yeah.
And leaving in two separate cars, that would be the key to a long-lasting marriage. Because then I can just leave and be on time. I hate being late to stuff.
The thing is, like, I hate being late, too. But I don't know how to, like, not do it. And then Ruben will be like, you had hours. You had hours right before you started getting ready to
and
get
Ruben
ready.
Ruben is right.
No!
You did have hours. You knew what time I have to start. I think my new strategy is just going to be like, if we had to leave at 4 o'clock, I'm going to start saying we have to leave at 3 o'clock. Because that would get us out the door at 4 o'clock.
That would help.
But I just have to lie. Oh, we really have to leave at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is the time we got to leave. And then we would leave at 4 and we'd be on time.
There was one birthday where Ruben was like, you know, since it's your birthday weekend, we were out on a trip and he was like, I'm not going to rush you at all. It was the best time ever for me, but we were late to every single reservation that we had.
Inside, the stress level on him is just like heating him up.
He was like, I was sitting there and I was so mad inside.
A storm was raging inside of me. That would be brutal.
That's the best for me, though.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This episode's sponsored by Marathon Sports. Runners know the feeling. That moment when the shoe disappears, your stride feels smooth, your breathing settles in, and the run just clicks. That's what Marathon Sports has been helping runners find for over 50 years. At Marathon Sports, their expert team uses the right fit process to match you with shoes and gear built for the way your body actually moves. No guesswork, no generic recommendations, just real guidance from people who live and breathe running. Whether you're training for your next marathon, getting back into running, or chasing a better everyday run, Marathon Sports helps you find what works for you. Visit marathonsports.com or stop into a Marathon Sports store today and experience the difference the right fit can make.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy hump day.
By the way.
Oh, we got Giants tickets.
Yep. Leave us a talkback message right now and every day this week because we have your chance to win 4 tickets to check out the Giants when they play the Nationals next Tuesday. So leave a talkback letting us know who you would take with you. And then Friday morning, we'll pick a winner.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Sydney Sweeney is continuing to fuel feud rumors with Zendaya. Did you guys happen to see her carousel of posts?
No.
Following the finale there? That aired on Sunday. So she shared several photos, or like behind the scenes photos of her and like other cast members and stuff, filming season 3 of Euphoria. And, you know, Jacob Elordi is there. And there's a picture of her and even Eric Dane, who was there. Basically, everybody was there. Guess who wasn't in any of the photos?
Oh, Zendaya.
Zendaya. Oh. And, you know, this feud between them, it's been rumored to be a thing for quite a while now, ever since Sweeney did that My Jeans Are Blue. campaign.
They passed out from generation to generation.
And it did make Zendaya feel some type of way, allegedly, and that's what caused this rift between them, supposedly. And there's been other rumors of them, you know, not even talking to each other while they were doing press for the show or anything like that. So I think the feud's a thing. Because even the previous reports, they were saying that they couldn't wait for this season to just be done with and over so they don't have to work together anymore.
Right.
And now it's over and you post everybody but her? Come on.
It's a little glaring.
Yeah. It is. Also, we have to talk about Sydney's caption to these photos.
My friends are blue.
No.
Oh, that's not it.
She said, it's called acting. That's supposedly it? A response to like everyone talking about the things that she had to do on that or during this season. It's called acting.
It's called acting, you guys. It's not who I am.
It's not me. I didn't choose that. It's a role.
All the other things I was reading, though, is that she was urging the directors and stuff not to cut the scenes where she had her bazoomers out.
Really?
Like, she was fully embracing that part of it.
Well, I mean, you want the attention, obviously, if you're going to do it.
Okay, well, if it's called acting and the directors are like, yeah, we don't really need that scene with you running around with your bazoomers out. And she's like, no, I want the scene with the bazoomers out. Is it just called acting at that point? Or, is it promoting yourself? I don't know.
I think a little bit of both.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for us that we got
good
it.
Good for you, I think.
For you.
Yeah, huge Euphoria fan over here.
Yeah. Graham, number one, Euphoria is number one in APA.
Yeah, well, I've only watched the first 3 minutes of that one episode, but yeah.
But you watched it over and over again.
From what I saw, yeah, streaming numbers have spiked in APA recently of that one episode.
Really quick, couple of clues that Travis, Kelce, and Taylor Swift's wedding is not going to be going down in Rhode Island. Remember the big rumor was that it was supposed to be June 13th at this place called Ocean House in Rhode Island. And there were even rumors that Taylor had paid off another couple to like move their wedding date. Mm-hmm. There was like it seemed really convincing. And then there were rumors that it was going to be somewhere else in Rhode Island. Well, the police department there in Westerly, Rhode Island, the chief confirmed to TMZ yesterday that they have not been notified about a wedding or anything like that. So they haven't heard anything, which if it was going to be there, they would be heavily involved.
Right. Yeah, but would you, I mean, if you're trying to keep the location and the date of your wedding secret, are you going to go tell the local police department in Westchesterville, Rhode Island, or wherever you just said it was called?
Because when Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Kuppel, they got married at Ocean House.
They
that same
Taylor
venue
Swift.
In 2024. True, but they were much lower than Taylor Swift, but even they were like, hey, we're going to need some police presence and had to notify them.
But that's what it makes sense because they can... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they could,
no,
Christian
I get
McCaffrey,
it.
Love him. He's a star. But like they could go to the local PD. If the local PD found out that Christian McCaffrey was getting married at Ocean House and Olivia Coppola, I mean, it's not ideal. You don't want the word getting out. But we're talking about Taylor Swift.
The senator there also told TMZ that he doesn't think the wedding is happening there in Rhode Island. I don't think it is either because the other rumored date and city was going to be July 3rd in New York City. That's what I think.
I feel like that makes more sense.
I'd be annoyed. 4th of July weekend.
Oh, you're right.
Come
okay,
on.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I mean, granted, it's a big event because it's Taylor Swift's wedding.
Not?
But like, that's 4th of July weekend.
And it's like her favorite holiday. So I think that tracks.
But why July 3rd and not July 13th?
What day is July 13th?
A Tuesday. But it's Taylor Swift.
That's
nobody
why.
Cares. Like, nobody cares what day she gets married. Everybody's going to the wedding. So I feel like the day doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I still judge weekday weddings a little harsher than weekends.
Same girl.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, I want to talk a little more election news because did you guys know that Barack Obama was running for California governor?
What?
They're still counting votes. A very large percentage of Californians vote by mail, so this is going to take a while for the full results to be tabulated. But unfortunately, Obama, you guys, in the results that have come in, he's not doing so good.
It's not the Barack Obama.
No, it's just a guy that really likes Obama. He changed his name to Barack D. Obama. Shaw is his last name. He's actually from here in the Bay Area, and he like, obviously, very inspired by Obama's time in the White House. And so he has changed his name to Barack D. Obama. Right now, and I just checked and refreshed a minute ago, he has over 10,000 votes, you guys. I don't know if those are 10,000 people that thought that was actually
I think that's what it was.
Obama. Well, it does say on the ballot, Barack D. Obama Shaw. So maybe... But I don't know, maybe some people were confused or maybe they actually really want to support him. I also scrolled down a little farther. There is another candidate whose name is Living for God and Country. Living for God is the first name and Country, all one word, is the last name.
That's his
legal
name.
Does that have to be their actual name?
That person has 1,345 votes.
Wow.
Currently.
Oh, my God.
Who would see that? It'd be like, that makes sense.
Well, maybe there are other people that want to be Living for God.
No,
all one word, first name. and but country
it
last
just seems
name.
Like very very jokey to be running for governor.
Either way, 1,345 votes wow. so far. We talked about the overall, you know, the front running candidates results a little earlier, and those they're still counting those up. And have you looked at the LA mayor race?
I saw this morning Spencer's in second.
He's in second, and that
oh, that's crazy.
And
Spencer
if
Pratt.
He advances in second again, this is the primary, so he would be in a runoff
Whoa.
With the incumbent mayor Karen Bass for.
I never thought that would happen.
The next mayor of LA.
I never thought that would happen.
Pretty crazy.
But and still no D's anywhere on there.
I didn't see.
No D's. Well, what a letdown.
When I filled out my ballot yesterday, there was a couple of different offices that where somebody was in the primary running unopposed. There wasn't even another option. It was just them and then the write-in below it. And I was like, here's where I should write in D's nuts.
Did
just
you?
To see if no, I didn't. It seems weird though. Like why if somebody's running here to advance. You know, to the ballot in November, like, and there's nobody else against them. Like, why do I have to waste my time, filling out the little bubble thing?
Like, I know.
What for? I feel like I should write in somebody. These nuts.
Coming up next on the JV Show, your chance to win a chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the primary election.
Graham, this morning with the hottest trending in the names, like, I think you gave me just a little PTSD here because, you know, Californians, we already get a bad rap. Especially for being the Sue Happy State and everything else. Now we got politicians or wannabe politicians on our ballot. They're changing their name and running. It just doesn't sit well or look good for us Californians at all.
Okay, this the names. So we were talking about Barack Obama Shaw, actually from, I think, Alameda, was on the ballot yesterday for California governor. Got about 10,000 votes. There was somebody else named Living for God and Country also on the ballot. They didn't fare so well. Only like 1,000, 1,200 votes or something like that. Mm-hmm. Candidates throwing their, you know, hats in the ring in elections is not California is not unique. Is not unique to California. D's Nuts polled at 9% in North Carolina in 2015. They polled at 8% in a couple other states. It was a 15-year-old from Iowa that
right.
that was trying to run for president under the name D's Nuts. So this is nothing new. And actually, again, polled at 9% in North Carolina. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? I think and they polled at 8% in Minnesota. So, and look, you know, D's Nuts ultimately not elected, unfortunately.
Yeah, dang it.
Didn't meet the age requirement to run for president. I think you'd be 35.
Yep.
But you just have to remember, California, most populous state, 1 in 8 Americans lives in California. So the anti-California movement, they're just jealous.
Hate us because they ain't us.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's just that.
Yep. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning the chug mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Something my mom never taught me that I will for sure be teaching my daughters is how to properly sit on.
You wanted her to teach you?
Like in a step-by-step tutorial?
I mean, I feel like it would have been nice.
Like a demonstration?
No, that I could have.
Nice.
And maybe not even a full-on demonstration, but even like just like describing or telling me.
What to expect.
Yeah, or how. Yeah, just how to do it. What's the right way to do it. I think it would have saved a lot of people from possibly like judging me.
Oh.
Yeah. Doing it wrong, you know?
It's weird because your mom gave me that tutorial. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Interesting. Interesting.
Ew.
What? Why? Don't be mad.
Is I'm not like, mad.
Okay.
I know what the word is. You don't know what the word is. Oh, so that's interesting.
True. Right. All right. Interesting. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show. Sickos,
yes.
Including myself. The guest needs to be something we can play on these airwaves. Along with your guests on that talkback mic, leave us your name and your city so we can shout you out. First correct answer of the morning is the only person that wins a JV Show chug mug.
So get those guesses in like right now. We're going to play some of those first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleeper, you just have to be the first person. Excuse me. The first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If that's you, you're winning today's JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what that word is and you want to leave your guess and you want to play along, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Something my mom never taught me that I will for sure be teaching my daughters is how to properly sit on Remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
Okay, so don't be a sicko. Your guess that you leave, it does have to be clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is Matt from Morgan Hill. My guess for the bleeped out word is a horse. Thank you. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Yeah, there's only one way to sit on a horse, and that is with both legs on one side.
Oh, so that's how you ride? Oh. Very.
That's it, dangerous.
That is a very popular guest this morning. So you
really?
Ride in side saddle. Selena, have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, not like that with both legs on one side. That sounds, I don't know, hard to do. I feel like I wouldn't have a good.
You slip off.
A good grip, you know?
Yeah.
Good morning. It's a sleepy Naomi in South City. Sit on business. Could it be Mama didn't teach you how to sit on business?
Do you stand on business, or are we sitting on business now?
I thought we were standing on it.
That's what I thought.
But yeah. Maybe, is it possible that sitting on business is the new thing?
How is this new?
It just is.
I
feel like sitting on business is like not standing on it. Do you know what I mean?
How is it not clocking to you that I'm sitting on business
now? It doesn't hit the same, because it sounds like you're like taking a seat, like you're sitting.
Sitting on business, you're just kind of like letting things happen.
Yeah.
Or sitting on their business.
Oh, now that's different. This is a family show, you
got it. Never mind.
This is Jackson from Novato, and my guest is stage.
Stage, sitting on stage.
Oh.
Ladies, you do have to be, depending on what you're wearing.
Right.
That's a great guess.
Aware of how you're sitting on stage.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of times where we have to sit on stage.
Yeah, but like graduations and things like that. It is graduation season.
Oh, you're up there on a panel. Selena, you've interviewed artists on stage before, sitting there. Yeah.
But never like an address or anything, so I can manspread all I want, you know?
All right. Okay.
Great guesses so far, but not the correct one just yet. So if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, and you want to leave your guess, you want to play along because you want this chug mug, then leave your guess now on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy hump day.
This is What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show chug mug. As always, if you want to play along, you can leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. And here is today's clip in case you missed it. Something my mom never taught me that I will for sure be teaching my daughters is how to properly sit on. Everyone needs to know this.
Oh,
everybody needs to know this.
Even me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually think especially you.
You're
gonna,
really?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to teach your son as well?
Yeah. I think I have to. Yeah. All right. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Wednesday. Hump day.
Hump day.
I'm calling because I think the bleeped out word is couch. Yeah, that's the best I got. Anyways, have a great day, guys. Bye.
How to properly sit on couch.
Couch seems pretty self-explanatory,
right?
Yeah,
you just sit
on it. Yeah, get comfortable.
Good morning, TV show. My guess for the bleeped out word is toilet. All right. Oh, and this is Yummy Lap from Richmond. Bye.
Bye.
Pretty popular guest this morning, how to sit on the toilet. Yeah, Selena's been standing this entire time and like, couldn't figure out.
And I wish my mom would have just like told me like how to do it.
All this time I could have been sitting down? Dang, thanks a lot, Mom.
Happy hump day.
Hump day.
This is Liz Shaw from San Jose. I think that the bleeped out word this morning is sand. How to properly sit on sand, like on the beach. All right, guys, have a good one.
Okay.
Sandy and Cooter. Cooler, I said.
Oh,
cooler.
You bring
a cooler to the beach.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. You don't want sand in that thing.
No, that's the worst. No. Tough to get out.
Good morning, JV Show. Is the missing word airplane? Airplane? Hope we win. Have a good one, guys.
Okay, here's where we... Let's go to the judges.
Well, here's today's clip.
Yeah.
Unbleeped. Something my mom never taught me that I will for sure be teaching my daughters is how to properly sit on airplanes.
Airplanes. But he said airplane.
But it has to make sense. How to properly sit on airplane.
True.
Like, listen to the clip.
I did. Several times, but like also nobody else even said, well, Payman in San Jose said plane.
Oh,
plane. Like,
see,
you know, he's close.
Properly sit on plane.
But
like, it still doesn't make sense.
Well, I can't remember if he said plural.
They both don't make sense.
But airplane, I mean, it was like right there, and nobody else said airplane.
But plane is very close, too, so we'd have to pick who to give it to, or we just don't give it to
anyone. Both airplane is closer.
Obviously, that's not even up for debate, but...
So. Let's give it to him.
Yeah, don't you think he... Yeah. Well, he didn't say who it is or where he's from, so I don't know who we're shouting out there, but I feel like they... Yeah, get a chug mug on this.
Right,
Hope
then.
Day? But only because it's Hope Day? This was on a Tuesday. Sorry, bro.
Oh,
you're
absolutely
out of luck.
Not. Yeah. But congratulations to you. You got a chug mug. Yeah. And then no other shout outs, obviously. Cause
nobody
else. Got it right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This episode's sponsored by Marathon Sports. Runners know the feeling. That moment when the shoe disappears, your stride feels smooth, your breathing settles in, and the run just clicks. That's what Marathon Sports has been helping runners find for over 50 years. At Marathon Sports, their expert team uses the right fit process to match you with shoes and gear built for the way your body actually moves. No guesswork, no generic recommendations, just real guidance from people who live and breathe running. Whether you're training for your next marathon, getting back into running, or chasing a better everyday run, Marathon Sports helps you find what works for you. Visit marathonsports.com or stop into a Marathon Sports store today and experience the difference the right fit can make.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Monica.
Monica, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Glad to hear that. So you are on a play our Yup Nope game. This is our super fun trivia game. And Jess, what is on the line this morning?
We have two tickets for Kehlani.
Monica, nice. You got this. I have a great feeling about this, but...
Oh, yes. Super nervous.
So we're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct. And the Kehlani tickets are yours. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Question number one. Lord Farquaad, Princess Fiona, and Donkey, just a few of the characters in what animated movie?
Shrek.
Yep.
Yes, Shrek. I have my kids with me.
Perfect.
Shrek. Yeah, Shrek. I'm a big Lord Farquaad fan. I like that guy.
What?
All right. What? I like his name. All right, question number two. There's 60 seconds in 1 minute. How many seconds are there in 1 hour? Calculator's down.
3,600?
Oh my God. Who had their calculator out in the back of that car?
Yeah, who was cheating?
They use their brain, you guys.
The world's most powerful
calculator. My kids are super smart. So,
I love it. Here we go with question number three. It took 14 years to carve the stone to create what iconic U.S. monument?
What is it called, though?
That's a great question. That's what we just asked you. Come on.
You're right there.
You know it.
I don't know.
You know it.
Nope.
Mount Rushmore.
Oh, man.
Wow. 14 years
carving a bunch of rocks. I'm glad I don't have that job. All right, question number four. You guys need this one to win the game. Question four. The A's currently play their home games at the ballpark, which is home to what AAA baseball team?
We need that. I know.
Think about where they're playing.
Yeah, think about where do the A's play right now?
Like, currently they're playing in Sacramento.
Okay, and they're playing at the home of the Sacramento?
What are they? Wait, what was the home of the Sacramento?
Mud Ducks, I think.
No.
It's not?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean... So,
Rusty Pelicans?
No. That's not it.
The Sacramento. I don't know.
It is the Sacramento River Cats home. Is where the A's play.
The River Cats.
Sacramento Rushmore.
Oh, whatever the hell a River Cat is.
Dang it. You were so close. Oh, my gosh. But, Monica, you did not win.
Farquaad!
Today's JV show. Oh, yeah. Nope game. Dang it. I blame Jess, it's so not even really your fault.
Yeah.
Wow. I tried to give her hints over here. I'm meowing.
I thought you were just being a weird cat lady.
No! I was meowing to say hello, Sacramento River Cats.
I did not hear that. But you know what? It's cool. It was really fun. We've been trying to get to play this for so long.
Aww.
So you know what? It's a highlight already. So.
You guys did a great job.
Well, thanks for being on.
Pretty good job.
Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Don't hang up. Hang on right there. Time for shout-outs.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to do a little shout-out for my daughter, Gabriella. Today is her 8th birthday, and I just wanted to tell her that I love her so much, and I hope she has a great day, and we're going to have so much fun this weekend at Aqua Adventures. Anyways, I love you, Gabriella. Happy birthday. Woo-woo!
Nice. Happy birthday, Gabriella.
Who gives a fart?
What's Aqua Adventures?
I don't know, but I want to go there.
Sounds very adventurous, yeah, and very watery. All right, a bunch of shout-outs here in my DMs, so buckle up, everybody. Hi, Graham. A repeat, Mommy.
I'm a Mommy.
Sliding into your DMs for my daughter's 11th birthday. Can you please wish Roxanna Rose a very happy birthday from Mommy.
I'm a Mommy.
Daddy.
I'm a Daddy.
Remy and our little who gives a fart, Harry. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. I was hoping you could give an early birthday shout-out to our son, Callan. Happy 10th birthday to you, Callan. We hope you enjoy the big surprise we have planned for you. We love you so much. Love Mom, Dad, and Sophia. Yeah, that's...
Who gives a fart?
I want to know what that surprise is. Good morning, Graham. Mom here wants to give a shout-out and big congrats to my daughter, Scarlett, for finishing the 4th grade. Mom, sister Fiona, and Abuelita, love you and love you tons and are so proud of you. Yes. There you go.
Who gives a fart?
Congrats
on that one. Mm-hmm. Hi, Graham. Want to give a belated birthday shout-out to my son, Mateo, and an early one to his little bro, Eli. Happy last week of school. We're so proud of you both. Love, Mommy.
I'm a Mommy.
A Daddy.
I'm a Daddy.
And dog sister, Miley. Yes, happy belated birthday and...
Happy last
Who
week
gives
last
a fart? School.
Hey, Graham, I'm a Mommy.
I'm a Mommy.
And I just want to wish my happy graduation day to my daughter, Camila. She's awesome, and she's now going to high school. Camila, may the love, light, and wisdom of your ancestors guide you into the journey ahead. Wow. We love you. Mom, Dad, and Oso. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Okay, Graham, Mom of 7 here, wishing her 9-year-old Camila a very happy belated birthday, and we're so proud of how far she's come. Next, my biggest shout out ever, my son Nathan. Happy graduation and 18th birthday. We're so proud of you. Can't wait to celebrate you, my son. You will go far. Love always, Mom, Dad, and your 6 siblings. How about that? Camila's birthday totally overshadowed by Nathan's birthday and graduation.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning to the best radio show. I'd like to give a shout out to my beautiful, smart, and amazing daughter, Amaya. Hope you have a great last day of 2nd grade. We're so proud of you and all the hard work you put in. Can't wait to have so much fun with you this summer. Love you, girl. That's from Mom, Dad, and Cruz. Yes. Congrats.
Who gives
there.
A
nice
fart? Work,
nice job in 2nd grade. Morning, Graham. A Mommy sliding
a Mommy.
Into your DMs. Want to say happy birthday to my daughter who's turning 10 today. I love you, baby girl. I know you guys don't sing happy birthday anymore, but I'd like to request Seti Said singing his happy birthday song, please. And that's from our buddy Angie. She forgot to put her daughter's name there. I think it's Ruby. Goat Ruby. Ruby the goat.
No, that's Goat Boy.
Oh, Goat Boy's her son.
Yeah.
And then Ruby, I think, is her daughter's name.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Who gives a fart?
Good point. Mom in your DMs. Mom in your DMs. Good morning, JV Show. Today, Kendall walks the stage and graduates high school. We're so proud of the woman you've
Go
become
Kendall.
And consistently being this amazing human. We're so excited to watch you continue to grow and thrive at UAB. Love you so much. From Damien, Maverick, Isaiah, and Kat. Yes, congrats.
Who gives a fart?
What's UAB?
I was just going to ask you.
All right, get some Googling going. Okay. All right, congrats on your 5th grade promotion to Mia. We're proud of you with your grades. You're going beast mode with soccer and being the best person you can be. Love you, Mom, Dad, and Kaya. Yes, congrats, Mia.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, want to give a huge shout out to Dominic, who's graduating later today. Congratulations. We're so proud and excited for you to accomplish this milestone. We'll cheer for you as you cross that stage today. Love, Mommy.
I'm a Mommy.
Stephanie. And David, the kids, and all our doggies. Yes, congrats on graduating.
Who gives a fart?
One final today. One here. Good morning, JV Show fam. I'd like to give a great big birthday shout out to my daughter, Demi. Happy 11th birthday to the most vibrant, resilient, and kind-hearted soul. We're so proud of you and all you've accomplished. You're going to rock middle school. Stay golden. Love, Dad, Addie, Cassie, Kai, Emmy, Majoy, and all the fam. Yes.
Woo-hoo!
You are going to rock
Guys,
middle school.
Congratulations.
Well, of course,
to
unless
everyone.
She doesn't.
Stop.
My
She's
first day of middle
this.
School, she... I got stuffed into a trash can.
Ooh,
but
I mean, what'd you expect? Look at you.
I tried to rock middle school, it just didn't. It rocked me.
UAB, Who gives a fart?
University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Way to go.
Nice.
Everyone graduating, and happy birthdays to everyone celebrating that as well.
Hottest.
Today's trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so let's unpack all of these Adam Sandler sightings. I know you guys saw some of the pictures from over the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler, yes. He's all over the city, even Daly City. He was spotted at Original Joe's, Westlake. That's in Daly City. He stopped by a skate shop every day, SFC, in San Francisco. He and his wife at the Valkyries game on Sunday. There were some other like little shops here and there that they were photographed in. So apparently he is here shooting his new Netflix movie. It's a psychological drama called Time Out.
Oh my God.
So that's why he's like just all over the place.
If you see him, let me know because I've always wanted to meet Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you're a big Adam Sandler fan. Yeah. I remember learning about that about you. He's one of your top celebrities, right?
Yeah. I just...
Well, he's here.
Oh my God, how do I find him?
Go to...
He's like literally everywhere. You just need to be out in the city,
you need
I guess.
To go to an Original Joe's.
Oh. Yeah, that's actually a great plan. Have you been... to Original Joe's?
I have been to Original Joe's in San Francisco, and then I've been to Little Original Joe's on Chestnut Street. That's one of their newer spots. Highly recommend, by the way.
But Adam Sandler apparently is so obsessed with Original Joe's that he went 4 times in 4 days.
Yeah.
On Saturday, he went to Original Joe's Westlake. On Monday, he went to Little Original Joe's. In the Marina District, mm-hmm. and then Original Joe's there in North Beach. And then on Tuesday, so that's twice in one day. And then on Tuesday yesterday, he went back to the little Original Joe's.
That Little Original Joe's spot on Chestnut, by the way, I've been there a few times for lunch. Phenomenal drinks, great food. Get the prime rib sandwich. It's the best thing.
That sounds so good.
It's incredible. So good. I actually have a friend, a buddy that when I was bartending, I used to work with. His name is Ender. I think he's the GM at the Westlake.
Did he meet Adam Sandler?
And I saw him post a picture over the weekend of him and Adam Sandler. And I was like, where is this? Like, what? And I didn't know that he was working down there. And so he obviously got to meet him. And by all accounts, everybody from the staff, I saw some interviews with other staff at Little Original Joe's, they all said he is just so down to earth and so awesome.
I was just going to point that out. I love that, you know, he and his wife, they're out here shooting a movie for a Netflix, but you would never know by like seeing him walking down the street. Like he's just a regular person, just exploring the city, going into these little mom and pop shops and like just checking out, you know, clothing or whatever it is. Like he's just a regular guy.
He's just like us.
Hey, look at Adam Sandler and Jackie. They're just like us. But yeah, you have a better chance of running into him at Original Joe's.
Okay, I'll be going every day this week then.
You should.
You got to go to every location every day just to better your chances.
What if I go to the wrong one and he's at the other one this day?
Dang it!
Then you just race over the other one. Yeah, but either way, you get some good food.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Graham, let's talk about this scary situation.
Yeah, pretty scary. We have a full-blown bank hostage situation going on right now in Bakersfield. It's now into its second day because yesterday afternoon around 1 p.m., a man who's apparently armed with an explosive device, at least that's what he's saying, barricaded himself and a bunch of hostages inside the Chase Bank building there. Police have spoken to this guy by phone. Negotiators were able to secure the release of 2 hostages last night, but we don't know how many more are inside. They have declined to provide that information, or maybe they don't fully know. We just know that there is, quote, a number of community members that room with them. No injuries have been reported thus far. Police, again, have not given many details about any of this guy's demands or anything like that. And again, we don't know the number of people in there, but they say there is a massive, massive police response to this, including the SWAT team, bomb squad, gang team, gang unit, negotiators, a drone team, and the FBI's hostage rescue team all on site there. But again, this is still an active situation now into its second day. It started at 1 p.m. yesterday afternoon.
Oh, my God. That's
very scary. But mm-hmm. also something like just straight out of a movie.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
We'll let you guys know if there are any updates that develop, you know, during our show. And hopefully this thing reaches a peaceful resolution with everybody being released safely.
Yes.
Very
scary.
All right.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. So there is a young woman. She just graduated from Chicago Tech Academy. And people online, they are they're in a heated debate right now.
Okay.
Over something that she did. You can see this video on our Instagram story. Go to JV Morning Show. Follow us right now if you are not already. But her walk across that stage went viral because you know, a lot of people, they'll like raise their arms like, I did it, you know, yeah. They're waving to their family or whatever. She decided to do a bit of a celebratory dance where she's walking and then she just dropped into some splits and, you know, did a quick little bounce and then popped back up. And she said she was really confused after that. She like goes to reach for a diploma and they wouldn't give it to her. And she's like, oh, was it not my turn? Maybe they called the wrong name. Like, she was really confused. They ended up escorting her away, like off the stage. And they basically told her that they're withholding her diploma and she must find a way to address the incident before this matter can be resolved.
Ouch.
And they're not giving it to her. It's like, she still doesn't have it from what I've read. And she's still confused because there was nothing like in any sort of rules or guidelines that said you couldn't do that. You know, uh-huh. No family or student was informed that you couldn't do a celebratory dance.
Right.
Of any kind. So, I mean, fair or foul, the school withholding her diploma.
Foul.
Well, it's foul if there was no warning that went out to students, but I kind of find that hard to believe that there was no warning that went out. There was a warning that went out at my high school graduation. I remember that. Yep. And I adjusted things accordingly because I had a couple things planned.
Wait, what did you have planned? Don't tell me streaking.
Well, we'll get back to the streaking in a second.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Because I thought about that. What I had planned was I wore nothing but a Speedo. Again, I played water polo in high school. I wore just Speedo.
Ew, and you told us what was sticking out of that.
And then I tucked the Speedo into the back. I tucked my gown into the back of the Speedo so, like, you could, you know, kind of see my whole butt. And then I pretended to, you know, lean over and tie my shoe. But I didn't do that in the center of the stage. I did that sort of when I was a couple people back because I knew that if I did that on stage, they were going to cancel my thing. But in the line of people leading up about to walk across on stage and people in the crowd saw it, I did bend over to tie my shoe.
Ew.
And
you could see
it. And then it looked like a mistake, right. Wardrobe malfunction. Like, oh, I didn't realize that was tucked in, that my gown was tucked in back there. You know, it looked like it just a little wardrobe mishap. I disguised it. But I knew there were rules about
things. You knew not to do it on the stage.
Yeah, you couldn't do. Yeah.
Would you have been like understanding if they were like, hey, you still did it. You weren't on the stage, but you were next to the stage and this is not the place for that.
I would have been upset about it. I mean, I was partway onto the stage when I did mine, but had I done that on the stage and they were like, oh, we'd warned you, you know.
Yeah.
Then you have to accept the consequences. Right. If you've been properly warned. If she was never warned, if there was no warning that went out to the students there.
She claims that there was no warning. Like, they did get, like, rules and guidelines, but a celebratory dance was not in there.
Got it.
That's according to her and her
family. That's a little, because, like, they wouldn't, if you jumped, and she does she drops it down and does the splits, right? And does a little bounce there. Had somebody jumped up and down, put their hands up in the air, like, woohoo! There's no way that they would have been like, nah, no diploma for you. I think it was partially the nature.
I think it's because of her.
The nature of the move. Dance. Yeah.
I can see schools moving forward being very strict about this, though, because I've seen so many videos. You know, now with social media, people want to go viral. So they're going above and beyond trying to one-up each other and do everything that they can on that stage to just go viral. So I can see schools cracking down a lot more on stuff like this. I mean, just this week I've seen videos of, like, you know, high schoolers with, like, doing a money spread as they're walking through the stage, like, you know, doing mm-hmm. crazy dances, like stuff like that. So I do think it's a little too much for high school to be doing something like this, especially like the bounce.
The splits. Okay. I mean, right. I think there's a time and place for everything, mm-hmm. but it just, withholding somebody's diploma for this seems a little excessive.
I think that's doing too much.
Have a stern talking to maybe after the fact, but like that diploma that you were about to hand her, she already earned that. Just give it to her.
Do you think it's their way of being like, this is going to prevent other people from...
Yeah. They want to make an example out of her.
Yeah.
We did put a poll up on our Instagram mm-hmm. story. That's also where you can watch the video again if you have not seen it. We're talking about Tavion Campbell from Chicago Tech Academy. She's just graduated from there, and they're not giving her her diploma because she did the splits on stage.
Is she not going to be allowed to graduate at all? Like, the diploma, in my mind, is sort of just a symbolic thing. You didn't get it handed to her on stage, but, like, behind the scenes, they're like, well, you still graduated. I mean, you still got all the necessary.
That might be the case.
That's kind of what I wonder because, like.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Now, look, I really wanted to streak the thing. I really wanted to streak my high school. Shout out to Napa.
Like, completely streak?
Yeah, I wanted to streak one of the rallies. I used to host the rallies in high school, and I wanted to streak one of the rallies. And I remember the I floated the idea out there. I can't remember how it happened, but, you know, one of the administrators caught word and they're like, you will not graduate if you do that. And look, I wanted to go to college, so I wanted to graduate. So what I did was I graduated and then I came back the following year. It sounds stupid.
Isn't
now
that
I'm
worse?
Saying out loud.
Because then you, like, expose yourself to a bunch of minors?
Well, whatever, Selena. Don't.
Yeah,
you know what?
Now you're that's older. Worse. Now you belong in a registry.
Whatever. I'm just living my truth, okay? And I came back and then I streaked one of the rallies and it was hysterical.
Dude, you should have been arrested.
And it was hysterical. Yeah. A police report was filed.
Oh, my God.
They were unable to pin the crime on me because I had a ski mask on. And
crap.
Why?
Didn't know that it was me. And one sock.
And
you'll be
like
happy
all
to know.
Like 14-year-old.
Yeah. I had
what
a sock.
What is wrong with you?
And a ski mask.
And then in the crowd, there's children that are there to support
their older
brothers.
No, this was not a graduation. This was at a rally. There was just all high school students in the...
Still, not, you were already above 18, probably.
I might have been 18. I was 18.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting sidetracked
but
here.
But look, I wanted to graduate. I knew the rules were in place that I was not going to get a diploma if I did that while I was there. So I had to adjust my plans. So maybe if she had been warned about this, she should have adjusted her plans accordingly as well.
But and gone back the year after.
And then she could have gone back to the next graduation and run up there and dropped it low.
Okay. Well, we asked you on Instagram, should her diploma have been withheld? And 72% say no and 25% say yes.
Interesting.
28%. You know what I mean.
Yeah. I would agree with the no. If you want to go vote on the poll now, JV Morning Show on our Instagram story, or you can leave a talk back right now, fair or foul. You did the splits on stage, you know. You bounce it a little bit and then you pop back up and they're like,
no diploma
for you. You can leave your opinion on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Okay.
There is a young woman. She's graduating. This is in Chicago. You have to see the video of her walking across the stage. JV Morning Show. It's there on our Instagram story. She wants to do a celebratory dance. You know, she told all her friends and family that she's going to do a little dance on stage. Make sure you're paying attention. She drops into the splits. And then, you know, you have to, like, bounce enough to be able to, like, hop back up.
No, you
yes,
don't.
Yes, you do. Because then how else? If you just drop down, what? Then you have to, like, awkwardly, like, scramble and get up on your, like, hands and knees to stand back
but
up.
But you don't do three bounces.
Yeah, that
whatever.
Was something
anyways,
a little extra about that one.
It was a little extra, mm-hmm. but the school is withholding her diploma, so we wanted to know, fair or foul?
Hi, it's Monique from Oakland calling about the withholding of the diploma. My sister got her diploma withheld in high school. She blew bubbles over the crowd during her ceremony, and they withheld her diploma, and she said, fine, I'll just be in college living my life. And they mailed it to her about a year later. So I'm sure she'll be fine. I agree with Graham. If she wasn't warned, it's foul, but she'll be fine. So have a good day.
Wait, she blew bubbles?
Gasp.
That's what got
Are
her.
Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, I remember the talking to all the students. Don't even try it. Don't do the thing that, you know, don't try to make a scene or whatever. And I'm assuming they have continued that especially in the world of things going, everybody wants to go viral, you know. I'm assuming that there are pretty strict rules in place. That, like, don't get your bubble wand out and try to blow a bunch of bubbles.
Oh,
you won't get your diploma.
God.
But again, is it the symbolic piece of paper, the diploma, or are they saying, sorry, you now don't graduate? Like, what, you have to go back and repeat your senior year? Like, you still graduated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sounds like withholding the diploma is just that piece of paper.
And exactly who everyone's like at a job interview and you say, I graduated from Napa High. Like, prove it. Let me see that diploma. Like, no, does anyone do that? Is that a thing?
No.
Have you ever had to produce your high school diploma for anything ever?
No.
Do you even know where your high school diploma is?
Couldn't tell you.
I have no clue.
I don't even know where my college diploma is.
I don't even know if I graduated anymore.
Probably not.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Wednesday. Whoop, whoop, hump day.
This
is Antoinette from San Jose. I just seen the video of the girl literally just dropping down to do the splits and getting back up. However, I literally just seen a viral of a graduate popping up, down, up, down, up, down into a split, back Ooh. Around, back into a slit, and Whoa. Back around. And it was a guy. He was juiced that he graduated. So give her diploma, please. She graduated.
Wait, Hi. Can you send that? I am
yeah,
impressed.
He went up, down, up, down,
wow.
back down,
but
around
also,
into
yeah,
another
and if they
split,
didn't
and then
discipline,
up, down, up, down.
If they didn't discipline him, why? I understand it's different schools, different mm-hmm. rules, but look at me rapping and rhyming.
Yep.
But yeah, so is it because she's a woman?
I think so.
You know, that they look at it more sexual. Is that what it is?
Perhaps. Could have been.
Yeah, different school, I'm going foul.
Different rules.
Good morning. I just think that that girl who got her diploma denied should get it. She didn't do anything, and she deserves it. Everyone have a good day.
There it is.
Yeah, thank you. That the talkback's overwhelmingly in favor of this woman getting her diploma, as she should. It matters what you've done up until that point.
Right. And again, if you missed that video, JV Morning Show, it is there on our Instagram story and even on the poll that we had. They were asking people on Instagram, should the school have withheld her diploma? Overwhelmingly, people were saying no as well.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Zip from The Nut. Angie, your daughter's name is Ruby? Okay, here we go.
I still don't get that birthday song.
I don't know, but our buddy Angie slid into my DMs, and then her one request is of our other listener said he said was her daughter Ruby official happy birthday song. More importantly, though,
who gives a fart?
Yeah.
All right, Graham, I know you saw a report about what is actually in fog, and it's actually pretty alarming. Before we get to that, though, we were talking about the young woman in Chicago who went to go get her diploma, and she decided to do the splits on stage, and the school was withholding her diploma. And during that conversation, we were talking about, like, does anyone even know where their diplomas are actually at? Like, who needs it anyways? It's just a piece of paper. No employer is asking for it.
Do you ever actually produce that document? No.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mo from Burlingame. In regards to people asking for your diploma after receiving it from high school or whatever, I did go to an interview with Enterprise Car, and they were asking for me to submit my high school diploma, which I thought was funny. Okay, bye.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if places did this and everyone's, like, scrambling to find their diplomas?
I got to find that.
In their mom's attic?
Pesky diplomas around here somewhere. Enterprise. I've rented a car from Enterprise. Rent a car before. I didn't think anybody there had a high school education based on how long it took to get my car. I'm kidding, whatever you're called that worked there. I don't know. Yeah, little joke. But, yeah, okay, there's one instance where you do have to
That is actually really good.
Do you take a picture of it or do you have to, like, bring it down to them? Like, here it is.
It has to be the hard copy.
I guess so.
Lie.
It does. Yeah.
People lie.
You can AI make it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. All right. So you saw this report about fog, which we have a lot of here in the Bay.
Yeah, something we're very familiar with here in the Bay Area. And according to a brand new study, fog is actually riddled with bacteria.
How is this new?
Might want to think twice before you walk through that next foggy day with your mouth open. A team from the University of Arizona set out to find out what exactly was in all these teensy tiny water droplets that make up fog. And they found a whole lot of mainly methyliobacteria.
Ew.
That kind of bacteria.
That sounds gross.
That kind of bacteria consumes simple carbon compounds in the air. So they're sort of breaking down and feeding on pollutants in the air.
Oh, no.
But it is still a bacteria. According to this study, the team found that fewer than 1% of fog droplets contain the bacteria. But when put together, the concentration of bacteria is similar to the amount of bacteria that's in, like, the ocean, in water. A thimble's worth of fog water has some 10 million bacteria in it.
Are you serious?
A whole bunch of stuff in there. So next time you're walking through that glorious Carl the Fog, that city fog here in San Francisco, you might want to close your mouth because, like, bacteria is just, like,
that's disgusting.
Straight in there. Again, is it the type of bacteria that's going to make you sick or anything like that? No.
I guess that kind of tracks with, like, other things I've heard. I've heard from other people that, like, rainwater isn't, like, clean water. I mean, I'm assuming it's the same bacteria, but that's still it's still weird because you've always been taught that it's just water. It's clean natural water. Just
I think rainwater used to be clean water until humans came around and added a bunch of pollutants to the air.
Remember back in 2024, I think it was Reese Witherspoon, people were coming for her because there was like some massive snowstorm somewhere, and she decided to, like, scoop some up and then make some
ice cream.
Or I don't know if it was like a snow cone or it was something, but she started eating it and people were like, that's disgusting. You know how dirty that is?
Yeah.
That was the first time I really thought about it.
Don't eat the yellow snow was the only snow you were supposed to
That's
not eat before.
Thought.
But now you
even,
don't, I don't think, want to eat
even
any
the regular kind you
of the
eat.
Snow. And then, not to mention, if there's bacteria and other things like that in it, the microplastics. They've taken snow samples from some of the most
what?
Far away
How?
Icebergs and glaciers in the world. And there's, they say there's virtually no part of the earth that now is not contaminated with at least some level of teensy tiny microplastics.
Dude, we're worried about what? Robots. The microplastics are the real issue here.
I think the microplastics accumulating in human body systems, no joke, I think is a probably something they're going to track back and realize is behind quite a bit of our ailments.
Oh, my gosh.
I well, mean, they said scary. Before that we eat, you know, consume and are just from your plastic water bottles and other, you know, food containers and stuff like that, about a credit card's worth of plastic a year. And they think that might be an underrepresentation. That thing, it might actually be quite a bit higher. That stuff's not wow. good for your system, you guys. It's plastic.
How many credit cards do you think you guys are eating?
Probably 4 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime my credit card expires, I don't want anybody to get the number off it. And so rather than snap it in half, I eat it.
I just lose mine.
Oh, okay. You just leave it.
Yes. Either one works, I guess.
Leave it behind somewhere. Yeah. I recommend eating it. That way, nobody can get any of that information off of there.
Life hack.
Yeah.
Right.
Just, all right. That's a little tip.
Today's hottest trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Grum.
Why you got to do them like that? Why you guys got to do them like that?
Do what? Like the what?
Our boss, I think, felt bad about forgetting to put our lunch order in last week after a very long meeting. And so he offered to bring Starbucks this morning. And these two ladies up here just sent him the world's most complicated drink orders. I just said iced latte and Jess said a grande light ice oat milk, vanilla sweet cream, cold foam, 2 pumps brown sugar, cinnamon powder with an extra shot of espresso. Like what? Like
what? That sounds delicious. That's a great
Jess
order.
I may switch my
order. It's so good.
I may switch my order to that. Why you gotta do them like that?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So J-Lo has finally responded to rumors that she is dating her Netflix co-star. So both J-Lo and this co-star, they were on the Today Show yesterday. They sat down with Savannah Guthrie, who I'm glad finally brought this up to J-Lo so we can get an answer from her, because all of these reports are saying that her chemistry with Brett Goldstein is undeniable on and off the screen, and that they were getting cozy at the premiere of their movie, Office Romance. I missed this part, but apparently J-Lo, when she was on Watch What Happens Live, she even said that Brett Goldstein was her best on-screen kiss.
Really?
So during yesterday's interview.
Looks a little scratchy to me.
Yeah, he has very, a facial hair, yeah.
Very coarse beard. If you've ever watched Ted Lasso, he plays the soccer player that's kind of like, he's kind of a jerk.
So yesterday, during the interview with Savannah, she even replayed that clip for Brett. Like, this is what she said about your kiss. And then she was like, so, like, is it true? You guys dating?
Because you know what everyone's saying.
What's saying?
That it might be real.
Oh,
that you
gosh.
Might actually be dating in real life.
There's never a time when I am seen with somebody or working with somebody where they don't try to put me
That's
with the
true.
Person.
That's true.
It's
but
just,
I think if you stand near her...
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's what you wish would happen.
No. Yeah, that's why I've been standing so close.
Well, okay, but I'll just say, because I'm me, and you know me.
Yes.
That was not an answer.
Now, I will say it was a little weird watching this interview, just knowing everything Savannah is going through in her personal life with her mom missing and all that.
Yeah.
And the way she's able to kind of like just cast that aside for a moment. And I get it. We've been through some things here on this show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Doing this. And I assume it's the same for her. It's almost like an escape to be able to not have to think about that for a second. But
yeah.
Me as a viewer, it's all I'm thinking about. That part was hard for
it's
me
hard
to get
separate.
Past. As for Brett Goldstein, before we get to Savannah continuing to press them, a lot of people were pointing out that he has been a fan, like a big fan, and had a crush on J-Lo for years. Like, he has a podcast, and he's been very vocal about it. And,
God.
You know, and he's really into J-Lo.
Whoa, and then imagine getting an on-screen kiss with somebody like
you. He's the one who, like, made the movie, and he made it for J-Lo to star in with him.
Smart,
like, he plotted
bro.
This.
Smart.
So, Savannah Guthrie continued to press them.
That was not an answer. It
yeah,
was
you
an
didn't
answer.
Say yes or no.
Because all these people that they put me...
Okay, so you're not dating. We
yes.
just... Okay, not dating in real life.
Not dating.
Okay.
So, they said no, however... There
I'm
are
not
more,
buying it.
There are more reports, you guys, that, yeah, they're not dating now. but they briefly did after filming the movie.
I guarantee
not
it. There
full
was
blown.
There was something there. You could just tell.
Yeah.
I could tell by the look on her face. She's like, here's what everyone's saying. Everyone
always says that. Like,
always say, they're deflecting. Always saying, what are they saying? Yeah, and then she like deflected, but then like looked kind of smiley about it. Like
yeah.
There's still something.
They're saying
something
not
happened
full-blown.
Or still something is cooking.
They're saying not full-blown relationship, but they did go on some dates and it was really fun. But that's all it was. It was just like a fun little casual thing. Things eventually fizzled out. No hard feelings. They're still friendly and flirty, but that's the extent of it now.
I mean, it'd be hard not to be, right? If you were starring in a movie and you find out that, like, you know, this person had a big crush on you and then, you know, wrote you into this role and then you guys have a kiss in it. And
you're pursuing
you have,
that person.
You have some on-screen chemistry. Like, what a great story, you know?
Yep. And if anything,
and she marries everyone she meets.
Or major
like,
stalker
hello, you
vibes,
have a pretty good chance.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
True.
They were briefly engaged, obviously. Yeah.
But she also just needs someone who is this obsessed with her. Like,
yep.
She needs to date
she
somebody
does.
Who is like that. So he's perfect for her.
I know. I'm kind of shipping them. They're cute.
I'm for it. Yeah, get engaged.
I mean, he seems better than A-Rod, who we heard recently reached back out to her.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, he seems like a really good guy. All right, but Graham, let's get the latest on this hostage situation.
All right, so about an hour ago, we talked about this hostage situation in Bakersfield. Guy had entered the Chase Bank there yesterday afternoon, took a bunch of hostages, claiming that he had a bomb on him. A witness who was in the building when the suspect entered heard him say, quote, "It's a bad day to be at the bank." And it was. Well, despite negotiators...
That sounds like a movie line.
I know. Oh, yeah. Well, despite negotiators securing the release of two of those hostages late last night, as of earlier this morning, he still had more people locked up in a room with him. Well, here is your big, major, breaking update. The hostage situation officially over because the FBI took him out. According to the Bakersfield Police Department, the suspect was killed in, quote, an officer-involved shooting involving the Federal Bureau of Investigation personnel. All of the remaining hostages have been freed. No injuries reported. That's really good news. If I've learned anything from watching movies over the years, when you have the shot, you take it. If you've got the shot, you take it.
Take it.
Yes.
You have to take it.
And it sounds like the FBI took that shot.
Wow.
That's scary.
Oh, my
crazy
God.
Situation.
Yes.
But yeah, thankful that everybody, all the hostages, everybody got released safely.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show on this hump day.
Hump day.
Happy Wednesday. All right, so was it yesterday we announced our iHeartRadio Music Festival?
It was.
In case you missed it, Jess, who's going to be there?
Oh my God, BTS. Yes, huge. BTS is going to be there. Benson Boone, Cardi B. Woo-woo.
Stop it.
Yep. Snoop Dogg, my personal fave, Zara Larsson. She's going to be performing there, you guys. So I kind of want to go.
This lineup is huge this year.
Yeah, and Jess, you're not invited. None of us are, if that makes you feel any better.
Sorry.
Graham, you're not either.
Dang it.
All right, here's your chance to win a trip there to the festival in Vegas plus $1,000.
Now, your chance at $1,000 and a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival. Text the nationwide keyword Vegas to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's Vegas to 200-200.
All right, good luck to everybody trying to win that Vegas.
Gotta go to Vegas.
All right, good luck. Time for our cool or not list. We do this every Wednesday. We throw some things out. We discuss, is that cool or not? I have a couple TV-related ones, if I can do those.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Cool or not, the new Michael Jackson docuseries out today on Netflix. Michael Jackson, The Verdict, all about the 2005 trial.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're going to be talking to, like, witnesses and...
Oh my God!
You know,
I'm going
through all the evidence.
I'm going cool on this. I just read, and I'm not gonna, you know, spoil it for anybody. No spoiler alerts. I just read a breakdown of each episode and some of the shocking things that are going to be revealed in them. And oh man, it is juicy, you guys. There is some very interesting stuff in there.
I can't wait to watch that.
I know, me either. It's three parts, so try to find the time. Well, Jess, I feel like that's easy for you.
Oh, I have plenty of time.
Dang it.
I can watch it three times if I wanted to today.
Dang it. Quit bragging. The other TV thing.
Can we go back to that really quick?
Yeah.
It is one of those things, this Michael Jackson docuseries, because people, the response to the Michael Jackson movie, still doing really well in the theaters, and the amount of money it's made globally, massive, and people kind of getting wrapped up in that Michael Jackson nostalgia and the songs and the dance moves and everything.
Yep.
But I am curious to see what the people, because there's sort of two camps on the opinion of Michael Jackson, and I am curious to see what people that, you know, who he just who they absolutely love him, what they think of this, because there's always been that narrative. Oh, well, these people were there. It was just a money grab. They were just out. These allegations and stuff were just money grab. Well, in this docuseries, you're going to hear from a lot of people that have nothing financially to gain from this other than telling their side of the story. So I am curious what the response is there, because people have been able to brush aside all these allegations going, well, these kids, their families, they were just trying to get money. Yeah. Well, you're going to hear from people that work for him and other things, and they're not currently trying to get any money. Wow. So what's their motivation?
Right. I really hope those people will watch this.
I do too. And watch it with an open mind.
Although I do think that they'll watch it and then they'll be like, fake
news. They'll still find something. Yeah, they were paid actors. They'll come up with something.
Totally, totally.
The other TV-related thing I had, cool or not, the way one of the guys from Love Island is already being called out. Jess, did you watch Love Island?
I did. I watched that first episode yesterday. I am so glad it is
okay,
back.
Okay, so you know the cop?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
He is being called out by the mayor of the city he's from, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He was on the police department.
Right.
Prior to going to the show, and he is getting blasted for leaving the force less than a year after getting this job, leaving them short-staffed.
Ooh.
Here's what the mayor said. Our police department spent a lot of time training, and we paid thousands of taxpayer dollars to send him to the police academy. We are disappointed he left, as we now have another vacancy in our department that is impossible to fill until next year. I never thought I'd see the day where reality show participation wins over being a police officer. Like, he left to be on the show.
But impossible.
Yeah, does that surprise you?
Like, he's that good that he's impossible to replace, or like they really don't have the budget? Come on.
I think it's really, they don't have the budget.
It's probably a budget and hiring window type of thing. And I understand their frustration. But are any of you surprised by the fact that somebody's going to choose potential reality, fame, and everything that comes along with it?
Not at all.
Over working at a police department?
Right. Like, does he want to put himself in these very dangerous situations, or does he want to go kiss hot girls?
Yeah, he wants to go kiss hot girls, right, and then go kiss more hot girls after the show wraps, because he's going to be sort of a celebrity.
Wait, Jessa, what did you think of the show? I haven't watched.
I honestly forgot how much kissing is involved in this show.
Oh, God. Remember, it was so sick last season.
You have to, like, listen to it all the time.
Every 5 seconds.
Don't do that.
I know. It drives me crazy. I can't listen to
it. And it goes from, like, one person making out with someone, and then that same person makes out with somebody right after, like seconds after.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't help but think that it's just like so
gross.
Breathy and gross. And, you know, a lot of people are doing a challenge to be healthier while watching the show. Anytime somebody kisses, you drink some water.
Take a shot of tequila. Oh.
I mean, that sounds more fun. But
you drink some water.
You drink some water, because then you're going to be extra hydrated, because they're kissing like every 5 seconds. So people are taking like Love Island challenges into trying to be like
not
healthier.
Cool on
Wait, that's
that.
Kind of funny.
Not cool on that. No, it's funnier if it's an actual drinking game.
I feel
drinking
like
water.
I feel like last season got so big.
Yeah.
That I don't know if this next season, like the one we're in now, season 8, can like live up to those are the standards.
It probably won't, because that one was so big. But I'm here for it. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll be another episode out today, and then every day.
And then another one.
Anybody got time for that? Grandma,
by the weekend, I'll be 5 episodes behind, and I'll be like, no, can't catch up.
Another cool or not?
All right, what do you guys think? Cool or not, the new all-electric Ferrari that just dropped. Ferrari's like, finally, let's get into the all-electric game. If you want to see a picture of this new Ferrari car model, it is up. It's called the Luce, L-U-C-E, maybe Luce? Luce? I don't know. It's Italian. Anyways, you can see it, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram story. Excuse me. What do you guys think of the new all-electric Ferrari
look?
It
is so ugly.
That's what people online are heavily...
Oh, God, it's so bad.
People are heavily roasting this new car model. And let me just let you know that it costs $640,000.
Oh, my God.
It's too rounded.
Couldn't they still make it look like the Ferraris that we like, but just electric?
That's what I've always wondered about
can't you just do that?
A lot of cars. Why not take a car model, and even some of the classic car models that look fantastic, and then just slap a battery inside of them, and then whatever.
What is so hard about that?
And an electric motor in there, and you still have like an awesome looking car that doesn't look silly. I mean, I don't think it's the worst thing I've ever seen, but for $640,000, it's...
If I'm driving a Ferrari, I want it to be like the Ferrari that we think of when we think Ferrari, not that.
1,050 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 2.4 seconds. I mean, it's going to be super fast and cool, but yeah, it doesn't look
very cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm out. Scion
yeah, looking. I am out on that. If you want to check that out, it's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.